You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach, your host, your buddy, the man for some reason who's holding two pens in his hands. I don't understand. I guess I'm a silly Billy. But you are here today with us this morning, and I appreciate your time. We have a fantastic show. If you want to be part of the conversation, always call, always text. It's the same number no matter what, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. You can also text, call, or leave a voice message through the Civic Media app. If you do not have the app, why not? Come on, folks. It's absolutely free. You can download it to your device, whether tablet or phone. You can listen to the show live. You can listen to our music station. As I said, you can contact us via that way. You can take part in contests when we have them through the app. You can also customize it for the news where you live and what you want to see, all right there on the Civic Media app. And it's being updated all the time. So download it. Get us in your world. And we'd love to hear from you. You can send us a text from anywhere in the world, including, Calvin knows this, Seattle, Vienna, East Brunswick, New Jersey. It's all right there for you on the app. Great show for you this morning. After the 10 o'clock news, I'm right. After the 10 o'clock news today, we'll be speaking to journalist Bennett Goldstein, who works for the Wisconsin Watch, talking about secrecy, privacy in our documents, talking about the price we pay, talking about the ability to do research, the ability to find out. Basically, it's about transparency. And we're not talking about on a federal level. We're talking on a local level, the things that really, as we say, affect us. But Bennett will be coming back. He's returning. He's officially a friend of the show. And he'll be here after the 10 o'clock news to talk all about that. Speaking of friend of the show, good friend of the show, probably my best friend of the show, that's Calvin Butenhoff on the boards. Good morning, Calvin. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Greg. Ready for the cold to be over. I need my car washed badly.
Oh, and we're going to... I did something dumb yesterday. We'll talk about that later in the show. Just a part of, you know, the daily decision-making of one Greg Bach. But we got that coming up. And then 10:35, the Australian Open's going on. You may or may not know this. I'm a big fan of tennis. I do love tennis. I don't always get to watch it. There's always so much happening. But trying to keep up with it. Is there a sport that you make time for all the time? And specifically with the Australian Open going on, these matches are going on at weird hours here in this country. Do you find yourself waking up for maybe watching a soccer match in Europe or watching a cricket match in India? Is there a sport that you make time for and you'll set the alarm for to watch it to be up to speed? I have a friend of mine who, she is not a morning person. She wakes up very early in the morning to watch women's soccer. I think that's great. And if there's just sports you're watching right now, it's really intriguing that you like. And I'll say this, we can talk about Brewers, we can talk about Packers, we can talk about the Bucks. That's fine. But is there a unique sport or a sport that you feel like should be getting more play, more? And if it's college sports, I mean, I know that when we're talking Badgers women's sports, the hockey and the volleyball team just crush it all the time. And so let me know, what is the sport you are watching that needs to get more love? Are you waking up early for a particular match? Are you watching the Australian Open? Let's talk tennis. But that's all coming up at 10:30 in the audio sorbet portion of the show. And then at 10:52, something new, a tip from Greg, a new segment we're doing called A Handy Tip from Greg. And this is to our buddy, Mr. Ben Shapiro. It's not super political. It's just, you know, it's just some editorial timing advice from one person in media to another, because, you know, we're the exact same people when it comes to our popularity. But that's all coming ahead, and we appreciate your time. I want to start hearing from you on what we're about to talk about, and we're going to keep discussing the topic of Minneapolis this morning. We're going to be dedicating a fairly big chunk of the first hour to it, specifically about how it's affecting Wisconsin right now, what Wisconsin's doing, and who we're hearing from. So we're going to talk about some news as far as, the AG from Wisconsin, Josh Call, is putting his foot in the race, and we've got some comments from politicians and basically talking about why it matters that we care about what's going on in Minnesota. Not just because we should care, of course, because we're human beings with beating hearts and love in our systems, but also because they are so close, we must think to ourselves, how does these events affect us here in the Cranberry State? That's right. We're the Cranberry State. But I want to hear from you on that. I'm actually, Joyce, before I even got into it, says, very sad and angry about Minneapolis. I understand, Joyce. I very much understand. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's show, go back to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Civic Media Mid-Mornings. We now have our very own show page. We've switched over. You can go right there. Look for the nice red sun there. And you can listen to yesterday's conversation with Mark Becker, who is the host of Rational Revolution. You can also listen to our conversation with State Senator Dora Drake on both the topic of Minneapolis, how it applies to Wisconsin, as well as the DEI amendment that is going to appear on our ballot this November. But that's all for you at civicmedia.us/shows. But yes, Joyce, we are very sad and we are very angry as well. And this is not how a democracy works. And it is heartening to me to see so many people standing up. And as Mark discussed yesterday on the show, seeing opinions change. And I think that is the linchpin of it all, where we say, okay, if you're changing your mind, if you're seeing something you don't like, if you start to feel like your vote is not reflecting your heart, then let's work together. Let's not throw down our toys and go home. Let's work together and move forward. We don't have to agree on everything. And as I said yesterday too, let's get back to a time when political discussions and arguments at Thanksgiving were actually fun and funny, not what like they are now. But the point is, I want to talk about Minneapolis in its effects and in regards to Wisconsin, with regard to Wisconsin. And this is coming out of Wisconsin Public Radio. Sarah Lair, excuse me. So fired up right now. Sarah Lair has the byline. This came out yesterday. Wisconsin adds support to lawsuit urging ICE to back down to Minnesota. Now, a lot of you have reached out to us before about what are the steps that Minnesota can take to defend themselves in the courtroom against the federal government. And we did speak about this a couple weeks ago, and I will get you more information on that. There's so much stuff happening right now. But we talked about where Minnesota can go and moving forward as far as lawsuits, prosecution, that sort of thing. I will talk more about this with Jim Santel tomorrow. He'll be on the show after the 10 o'clock news at 10:06 in our second hour. But this is coming down from the Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin is adding its support to a lawsuit from Minnesota urging a federal judge to order U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to back down in that state. Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call joined nearly 20 other attorneys general in filing an amicus brief late last week. This is arguing that ICE's extreme conduct must be constrained in Minnesota. Now, what they're doing is that they're making this a 10th Amendment argument. 10th Amendment, states' rights. You know, we have a right to be sovereign. We have a right to control our own destiny. And with ICE being in Minnesota right now, that is threatening that sovereignty. It says, quote, states are sovereign, and I don't want to see the kind of thing that's happening in the Minneapolis area play out in communities in Wisconsin or anywhere else. That's Josh Call saying it yesterday afternoon in an interview. We want to see what we see is incredible, incredibly militarized presence of people in Minneapolis and a community that is really under siege. That should never be happening in any community in America. And I want to hear from you right now on this. Call 855-752-4842. Text to us, leave a comment on the live stream. I want to know your thoughts on this, because this is, it's not happening in our state right now to this level. As we mentioned yesterday, there is an ICE presence in Wisconsin. It's not to the level that it is in Minneapolis, where we've heard stories of ICE going through small communities and pulling people off of farms. These are individuals who are working. We don't know what their status is. It's not unheard of that they are pulling people who have protected status, immigrant status, asylum status, or green cards, paying taxes, because I don't know if you know this, but folks who are undocumented could actually pay taxes too. So we do have, there is a presence in Wisconsin. It's not like Minneapolis, but we're trying to stave off what could be happening and prepare ourselves. But I want to hear from you on this. Jenny on the live stream says ice is definitely in Wisconsin. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Attorney General Josh Call is trying to protect us from that. And I really feel like there are people out there right now who have called in or texted in who disagree with me, who may be disagreeing with this whole thing on the whole, that we are in a place where democracy is threatened. And this is where we stand up and fight. And Wisconsin is definitely showing its support. It's showing its true colors of who we are as a people in this community, this statewide community. And the lawsuit is calling for ICE to dial back its surge in Minnesota. It calls ICE to end its unlawful behaviors, including arresting, threatening, and using force against innocent bystanders. Pepper spray, beatings, and now two killings between Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preddy. Using pointing firearms at individuals who pose no threat to U.S. Homeland Security agents, carrying out enforcement actions at sensitive locations like schools, churches, and hospitals, according to the materials released by Ellison's office. Ellison, by the way, this is all coming from the office of Minnesota's Democratic Attorney General, Keith Ellison. He filed suit on the 12th, and this is 5 days after Renee Good was shot and killed, murdered in her car by an ICE agent when she tried to drive away. And basically, they are saying that this is an infringement on our 10th Amendment rights, that we as a state have the right to exist in a free, sovereign manner. And I, for one, personally am glad that Josh Call is standing. I'm personally glad that in the past year or so, Josh Call has finally, in my opinion, stood up for Wisconsin. I do have opinions on the lack of pursuing the fake electors, but we are here right now and we're trying to make things better. But that is coming out of WPR that Wisconsin's AG Josh Call has added support to a lawsuit urging ICE to back down in Minnesota as a way of being able to prepare ourselves for what may or may not happen if more forces come here. I have seen stories that, what was the story I saw this morning? That Tim Walz reported that Pam Bondi, the attorney general, said that they would de-escalate if they provided their voter rolls. This is not a quid pro quo. This is not a chance for you to try to prove the 2020 election. This is not a chance for you to use voter rolls to try to go after people. This is about sovereignty. This is about democracy. This is about making sure the people of Minneapolis, Minnesota, surrounding areas, Wisconsin, whomever else, are safe. If ICE wants to come in and arrest criminals and deport them, we've talked about this many times, go for it. If they are actual criminals who shouldn't be here, fine. But when we are detaining five-year-olds and when we are shooting American citizens and killing them, then that is beyond the problem. And I want to hear from you on that. When we come back, we're going to grab some snacks. We're going to grab some water. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Wisconsin showing up, because Wisconsin has showed up protesting, speaking out. We're going to hear from our leaders, our politicians. What do they have to say? We're going to play a small game in that. And by the way, coming up at the end of this hour, I'm making an appeal to maybe one of Wisconsin's most famous to help our version of C-SPAN. Wisconsin Eye is doing a fundraiser, and I'm going to send an appeal out to, I'm going to avenge the spirit of Wisconsin Eye, if that tells you anything. But don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. Call or text 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Be part of the conversation. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings with Greg Bach. I'm Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your co-conspirator in all things democracy, and you knowing that you're awesome. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we've got a conversation with Bennett Goldstein from Wisconsin Watch talking about the price of secrecy here in Wisconsin. We'll talk more about that topic and his article. And then 10:35, what are the sports you're watching, getting up early to watch? Are you checking out some, maybe, you know, highlight in some far off land? I don't know, but I want to hear from you. And then 10:52, closing out the show with Greg's helpful tip. Today, I'm talking to Mr. Ben Shapiro. It's not what you think. Maybe it is. But we're going to keep talking about this right now. And this is the outcry and the fallout of the events in Minneapolis this weekend. And on the whole, as you may or may not know, you probably know by now, Alex Preddy, who was a Wisconsin, who had ties to Wisconsin, went to school in Green Bay. I don't know if he's I don't want to call him a native, but he lived in Wisconsin and has a history here and a relationship with us. And he's part of our culture as well, but he was shot and killed this past weekend. And there has been outcry. There has been outrage. And it is not letting up. And we are seeing it in the streets with peaceful protesters who are making their voices heard, because we still have that voice. But I want to hear your voice about this. Please call, text, let me know your thoughts. Gene from Eau Claire is right now on the line. Gene, good morning. I have to imagine you are plenty fired up right now.
Oh, definitely. And I'm really glad to see our Attorney General going out to bat for the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so disgusting, and the lies and the deceptions and the cruelty. I mean, this is animalistic behavior, and it's sick.
Yeah.
And we don't need, I mean, even for, you know, and for the kids, for children, you know, they already have, you know, lockdowns. Well, they have to have lockdowns when these guys started going into their schools. I mean, these people they really are like wild animals. There's no excuse for this, and the cruelty, and not caring about human beings. I mean, boy, I don't know, but I sure didn't learn that in church. We don't teach that in Sunday school, so, I mean, I'm very thankful for our Attorney General, and I'm thankful for you guys. Keep up the great work, because it's wonderful to be informed. Thank you.
Thank you,
have
Jeannie.
A good day, and keep up the great work. Great.
Thank you, Jeannie. I always love hearing from you. Really appreciate you reaching out to us. If you want to be part of that conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Isaac, I apologize if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, but Mbaribu says, I really worry about ICE coming as a larger force in Wisconsin. They have shown that any interference in their presence results in immediate death. I'm not prepared to witness that firsthand or attempt to go out about my day knowing that kind of violence is happening in a city I'm in. I'm terrified for the Hispanic community because it even doesn't matter if they have legal status due to the Kavanaugh rule. I mean, those are all very legitimate concerns. And I think it's important. We spoke to Emilio de Torre, my apologies, from Milwaukee Turners last week about this, about what your rights are. And I would suggest you go and check out their website, Milwaukee Turners, and they have a sheet right there that tells you what your rights are in these moments, because you need to know what you can say, what you can do, what you should not do, what you cannot do, and how you can protect yourselves in the eyes of the law. Also, if you are interested in becoming a legal observer for the elections, they have training coming up. So if you go to their website, you can definitely find out how to attend one of those trainings, because that is also another way you can be a part of the preservation of democracy. I know it sounds very dramatic, but that is what we are dealing with here, is the preservation of democracy, the preservation of our freedoms, the preservation to live our lives and live accordingly to the Constitution and not be punished, whether it's beatings and or death. And that is Isaac. Do me a favor. I want to know how to pronounce your name. Just text it in. Give me a pronunciation, because I want to make sure I say it correctly and give respect. But that is something we all deal with right now. PJ on the live stream says the silver lining is that Greg Bovino is no longer in charge. There has been some news about that, the fact that Greg Bovino has been taken off of his duties in Minneapolis. We'll talk more about that if we have time in this hour. Probably be talking about it tomorrow as well, because there have been some developments, but I want to hear more from you. Alicia on the live stream said, this absolutely concerns me. I mean, there were people just minding their own business, trying to get home, and their baby had to be resuscitated. That could be us. I mean, it's true. And that's where it comes to me about the conversation of who out there, I don't want to say regretting your vote. I don't want to say, I want to know just like, where is your concern right now? Does this concern you? It's okay to say if you are. It doesn't make you a liberal, doesn't make you a Democrat. It just makes you a human, because we should be worried about this. We should be concerned about this. And I think this may be one of the massive turning points for our country. We have a big election coming up this year. We're voting in this state for governor, state senate, state assembly. We're voting for Congress. We're voting for those local representatives that make the laws that affect us. And do we want people in those positions who support humanity and support protection and freedom? Or do we want folks who will lay down and say, let them do whatever they want. Just be quiet and comply. Well, even when we comply, they still shoot us with pepper spray. Even when we do nothing, they still beat us with their billy clubs. So who are the leaders who should be actually leading? And who are the leaders who should be the voice of the people? That's my question to you. And that's what we need to determine in this election this year. We have a spring election, a fall election. We're going to be talking way a lot about it in the coming months, but that is your chance to share your voice because you still have one. And feel free to share it with me on the show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. When we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin politicians who are talking about what happened in Minneapolis. Did they say a good thing? Did they say a bad thing? We'll let you know on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Stick around for the news and weather updates. Stay warm, people. It's still cold out. You're listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay close. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach, and I'm your buddy, your pal, your friend, co-conspirator in all things amazingness, because you are amazing. You're amazing for spending your time with us today. I really appreciate you being here, whether you're listening live on the radio, whether you're listening back, because you can do that by going civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Civic Media Mid-Mornings, download episodes, catch up, and be part of the conversation. And if you're watching on the live stream, we are Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Thank you. Feel free to leave a comment there as well. I'm just very, very much about the gratitude, especially those who give me their time, as time is so very, very precious in today's world. We are talking about the events in Minneapolis, specifically what happened to Mr. Alex Pretty this weekend. He was shot and killed by an ICE agent, ICE agents. He was attacked, killed by ICE agents. This is the second killing in Minneapolis in about 20 days. And we're talking about how it's affecting Wisconsin and what we are doing as politicians. Attorney General Josh Call joined in a lawsuit that is trying to protect our sovereignty via the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. We still have a constitution, Calvin. By the way, Calvin's on the boards right now. Good morning, Calvin. Are you... He's getting ready. He's here.
Good morning, Greg.
Hello. We're talking about that story out of WPR. We're also talking about the fact that we got folks out in the streets, hundreds in Madison protesting. We got protests happening. Let's see here. There was protests. Where was that? We got protests in Madison, Oshkosh, Superior, Green Bay, all coming out to support the memory, the family, the friends of Alex Pretty, those who have been assaulted, those who are just speaking up. I mean, Minneapolis was having below 40 degree weather with the wind chill, and they were out in the tens of thousands in the streets to tell the federal government that this is too far, that this is not democracy. This is not how the United States behaves. Now, is there a conversation to say that this has been happening for a while? Absolutely. And we can talk about that all you want. But in these facts, we're standing out in the streets and making our voices heard. And in Wisconsin, we saw protesters across the state gathering on Sunday to speak up and speak out about it all across the state. We in Madison, there was about 400 people at the Capitol. We saw people in Green Bay. This story is saying 500 people at the Capitol. I'm looking at pictures here on Isthmus, and it is absolutely, I mean, we do not want to... The reason why we are there is tragic, but the outpouring of love is inspiring. Seeing people bearing the cold, going out there and talking about it, that is what we do here in Wisconsin. It is very much a double-edged sword of bittersweet when you see these images and you see people taking their time to honor this person who was an ICU nurse who worked with veterans. I mean, I don't know if it gets much more patriotic than that, really, when it comes down to it. He has been honored by various groups of people, nurses across the country, across the world, his coworkers, his former coworkers honored him. And it's just absolutely again, heartening to see folks come out in droves to say, this is not good. This is not acceptable. And we will say something. Josh on the text line listening on WISS says, Bovino is just a stoolie. His removal or demotion means little. I don't disagree with you, Josh, but the removal and possibly the de-escalation are steps. I won't call them big steps and I won't call them little steps. I will say they are steps and I will take any of them for now, but we need to demand more and more. And that is why we are, that's why I'm thankful for our attorney general. I'm thankful for Keith Ellison in Minnesota stepping up. Alicia on the live stream says, I think in Green Bay, there was a count of 1500. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a No Kings rally being planned for, I think, spring. If I'm wrong, feel free to tell me I'm wrong. I've been wrong so many times. I've probably been wrong today. But I feel like we are going to see even more outpouring of love and support. We did see support and words coming from our Wisconsin politicians on the matter. This is in the Wisconsin Examiner, Baylor Spears. Absolutely great, great reporting from Baylor as always. Wisconsin politicians react to Preddy shooting. U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany says something specific. I'm not going to read the rest of that for right now, but it says here Wisconsin politicians are responding to the shooting of Alex Preddy, the ICU nurse from Green Bay, who was killed Saturday by U.S. patrol agents. And I want to talk about here, excuse me. We have people who have said various things here, and I'm trying to find, let's see here, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Oh, and by the way, if you don't already know, like, we're going to play a small game here. And we're going to have a reward and we're going to have a non-reward sound if we feel like these that was the good thing to say. That was the right thing to say in this situation. Calvin, if it's correct or if it feels good, it feels like you're supporting humanity, what are we playing? All right. And if it's not, there it is. So let's start off with Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Devin Remeker, who called I apologize. That's not the right one here. Here we go. This comes from Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who is running for governor of Wisconsin. He says, you haven't watched the video yet. Let me sum it up for you. Trump's ICE needlessly killed a U.S. citizen without justification. There you go. State Senator Kelda Royce, also running for governor. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people running for governor here. State Senator Kelda Royce, who is from Madison, says ICE under Trump is incompatible with free society. The Trump regime is making every single one of us feel less safe and less free. They are destroying public safety. They refuse to respect our Constitution, our law, or our rights, Royce said in a statement. This organized violent action of ICE has left us with no other choice but to disarm, dismantle, and prosecute ICE. Give you one more from a running person, a person who is running, Francesca Hong, who is a state representative in Madison as well. She says, Wisconsin stands with everyone resisting ICE in Minnesota, and she also called ICE an enforcer of fascism that must be abolished and those responsible for execution prosecuted. All right, those are some of the ones who came out and said, I believe, I don't want to say the right thing, but just felt good because you feel like you're standing up for the people. Sitting congressman of the 8th District, no, that's not true. That's not true. Is it true? No, it's not. 8th. Yes, sorry. My brain is a pile of oatmeal right now. U.S. Representative Tony Weed came out with a statement on X this week saying this, quote, while we await a thorough investigation, I encourage my colleagues to tone down their rhetoric, which has put both law enforcement and officers and the public at risk. Weed said, we can disagree on the issue, but we must do so in a constructive and peaceful manner. Assaulting and impeding federal law enforcement is illegal and a recipe for disaster. As a country, we need to lower the temperature and allow law enforcement to do their jobs. Calvin? Really quick, Congressman Weed, I'd like to know a couple of things. Which colleagues are you talking about? Are you talking about Derek Van Orden, your colleague in the Congress, who sent out an absolute nearly 5,000 letter tweet this week that was lambasting everyone who disagreed with him? Are we talking about the people running for governor who is saying that we see ICE agents in the streets intimidating and harming and killing our people? I would love to know that. And Calvin, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like, and this really feels like the, whether we're talking about the murder of Melissa and Mark Hortman in Minnesota, or we're talking about the needless and tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk, the term, the phrase, what is it? I want to say, lower the temperature, it feels like, is the new thoughts and prayers. After every school shooting, we always say thoughts and prayers. Now, whenever something like this happens, we say lower the temperature. And I want to know, Congressman Weed, who needs to lower their temperature? Because I feel like there are people with masks on in Minneapolis who need to lower their temperature and stop pepper spraying and killing people. Calvin, what are your thoughts?
Well, and it's just ignoring, just to expand on the metaphor of the temperature. Mm-hmm. It's ignoring the fact that the fire that is raising the temperature was sparked by Donald Trump. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Social media can be a great tool. We're using it all the time. I'm on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We are on Facebook. You can follow us. You can see videos. We try to use it for the right reasons. But something like this is so vague and so non-committal that it really doesn't say one thing or other. But really, at the end of the day, it puts the responsibility in the late Mr. Preddy's lap, saying you shouldn't have been doing what you're doing, which all he was doing was filming them. He was legally able to carry a firearm in a state that had open carry. They removed their gun. They then shot and killed him. So I don't know what you're talking about, Congressman Weed. I really do not. And let's talk now about a comment from, actually, let's leave this real quick here. Alicia says, Tony Weed, who is her congressman, statement is extremely hypocritical because he constantly is calling protesters agitators and claiming they are paid. He is always pushing hate for people who disagree with him. And the hypocrisy we spoke about with Mark Becker yesterday on the show, and you can go back to civicmedia.us/shows and listen to yesterday's episode where we talk about the fact that, you know, 1,600 people with assault in their heart and guns on their backs, not all of them, but there were guns in the Capitol on January 6th, were pardoned. They were heroes. People who are walking through the streets supporting ICE with guns, they are heroes. Kyle Rittenhouse is a hero. They're all, if they are supporting you, then fine. But when people are literally just have a gun on their hip to protect themselves, which he could legally do, now he is an agitator. He's a domestic terrorist. He is a would-be assassin. That's all hooey. That is unsubstantiated hypocrisy unmitigated hypocrisy, and it makes your outrage inconsistent. Therefore, it is invalid, in my opinion. But I want to talk really quick before we go to the break. And after that, we'll be doing a special appeal to one of the most famous Wisconsinites on behalf of Wisconsin Eye. But this is coming from Tom Tiffany, running for governor of Wisconsin. He says he has not seen the video. And this is, he said, the problem is not the Second Amendment. If I saw a quote accurately this morning, it sounds like Preddy's father had some discussion with him recently saying, be careful when you go to something like this. Make sure you don't get caught up in the chaos. Unfortunately, he did. The chaos came to Alex. Alex was protecting a woman who was being assaulted, and then he was assaulted, and then he was killed. Tom Tiffany. I want to read a really quick quote, too, from him that really bothers me. By the way, Calvin, can we get that? What do you judge that sound as? There we go. He says, quote, this goes to what Governor Walz has done here, where he refused to engage with the federal government. Incorrect. The federal government has shut Minnesota and Minneapolis out of investigations, out of investigation, out of the research, everything. This is not a matter of blaming Tim Walz or Jacob Fry. This is about the fact that the federal government is not working hand in hand with the communities that they are invading. So again, I have a question for you. Tom Tiffany says things like he hasn't seen the video. This is a man who wants to run Wisconsin. Is this a man you want to give a job to who will not stand up for us, but will lay down for those who just want to invade our state, violate our freedoms, and make our Constitution nothing more than a Kleenex to blow our nose on? That's what I ask you. Is that what you want in your candidate for governor. When we come back, we have an appeal to probably one of the most famous Wisconsinites alive today. We are going to do some avenging on behalf of Wisconsin I with a special appeal. You can be part of it. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Civic Media Mid-Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. Be part of the conversation. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay warm, and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, the man who stands next to you when you want to remember that you are absolutely awesome, because you are awesome. And if you want to be part of the conversation, you can call or text anytime, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter, which, by the way, really quick, when it comes to social medias, we're currently working on taking those Matt and Aaron Air social medias and turning them into Civic Media Mid-Morning. So you can follow us on Facebook. You can still follow us on Instagram, at Matt and Aaron on Air, I believe, and that will be turning into Civic Media Mid-Mornings. But this show will continue on the same social media platform so you can keep up with everything going on, our guests and whatnot, and just be part of that conversation. Love to hear from you. And by the way, Alicia, you're awesome too. So there you go. Still lots of great stuff still ahead. After the 10 o'clock news, we welcome back to the show Bennett Goldstein from Wisconsin Watch, talking about his new article dealing with the matter of privacy here in the state. And then 10:35, what are the sports that you're waking up for early? What are the sports that you think deserve more attention here in the States? Because the Australian Open's happening right now, and those are wacky hours for us. It's about getting up early and maybe just catching them replays, because I ain't getting up that early for tennis. I love tennis, but not other side of the world hours. And then closing out the show, it is Greg's helpful tip. This time I'm talking to Mr. Ben Shapiro about writing articles. We'll go with that. We'll keep the superhero mode in place for the second hour as well. But right now we've been talking all morning about the tragic shooting of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis, how that affects Wisconsin, how Wisconsin has stood up, come out to really show their support, what we're hearing from politicians, people who are running for office. And there's so much happening that we're going to talk a little bit more about it tomorrow regarding some stories that are breaking about an hour and some change. A story out of the Washington Post came out. A U.S. judge in Minnesota, the chief judge actually of Minnesota, has ordered ICE chief to appear in court, threatening contempt rulings. That just broke right before we went on air. And then we're going to talk more about some of the steps from the Trump administration to, well, use Tony Weed's words, take down the temperature. We'll see. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But right now, I want to talk about something very important we've discussed many times on this show, and other shows have discussed it, and that is Wisconsin I. If you don't know what Wisconsin I is at this point, I'll give you a one-sentence description, makes it very simple. Wisconsin I is our version here in the state of C-SPAN. It is a publicly accessible platform to watch meetings, votes, watching our political leaders work so they can stay accountable and we know what's going on. And that is a very important thing to have access to. Now, unfortunately, after nearly 20 years, the public broadcaster Wisconsin I ceased operations in December because of funding issues. They have since put up a GoFundMe page for a goal of $250,000. And I think they're about $52,000 right now. There is talk in the legislature about funding it, but so far there are no secure moves to make sure that we as the people have access to our leaders in a way that we deserve, which is transparency and knowing what they are talking about, voting for, and how they purport themselves as the voice of the people, to quote Chris Kapinga. And so I'm going to do an appeal right now to one of the most famous Wisconsinites today, and that is Mr. Mark Ruffalo. Mr. Mark Ruffalo, you are a native of Kenosha, Wisconsin, where I live right now. Lovely place. I'm happy that I live there. I don't know if you come back and visit anytime soon, but I hope you do. I do know a couple of members of your family. They say hi. Give them a call. But Mr. Ruffalo, you were born in Wisconsin. You have great love for democracy. You have great love for this country. And I have all the respect and adoration for that. And I want you to bring some of that support to Wisconsin, too. You support such things as climate justice, water defense, indigenous rights, LGBTQIA rights, reproductive rights, and the human rights of those in Palestine and just human rights of people around the country. And I feel like this is where I say to you, if you could do us a solid and help us by supporting Wisconsin Eye. And here's the thing is, you may have already done that. I saw an anonymous donation of $25,000. That could have been you. But if you could simply do this, talk about it, tell people about Wisconsin Eye. The programming features unedited videos of the entire public hearings at the Capitol, legislative floor sessions, press releases, and state Supreme Court hearings. That is important for transparency in our democracy. You've worked with such groups as, let's see here, I'm looking at the list right, Alzheimer's Association, Human Rights Campaign, Indigenous Environmental Network, Planned Parenthood, The Solutions Project. All I'm asking, sir, is that love you have for those organizations, just even if it's about posting about it, even if it's about just talking about it, maybe in an interview, that we need to keep transparency in this state alive and kicking, that Wisconsin I needs our support. Folks, reach out to Mark Ruffalo. He is on social media. And I'm saying this, be kind, be compassionate, be caring, make a sweet request, be Wisconsinite at our hearts, say please and thank you. If you're close, leave a dish. I don't know, a casserole. That's what we do here. We bring a dish to pass at a potluck. But I'm saying to Mr. Mark Ruffalo, Wisconsin Wives website archives footage for public viewing going back over a decade. Being shut down, we lose access to 30,000 hours of archive footage on its website. So I'm asking you, Mr. Mark Ruffalo, today, Wisconsinite to Wisconsinite, give a little love support. Tell people about Wisconsin Eye. Tell them that we need the transparency restored in Wisconsin. And I thank you for your time. You're amazing. Can't wait for Avengers Doomsday. Feel free to email me some spoilers if you like. I'll tell nobody. But when we come back, thank you for your time, Mr. Mark Ruffalo. When we come back, Bennett Goldstein from the Wisconsin Watch is here to talk about his new article regarding secrecy in Wisconsin. And we're going to hang out because he's a friend of the show. He's back. And then audio sorbet. What sports are you getting up early for? And then rounding it out with a handy tip from Greg. All here on Mid Mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay informed. Stay warm. And stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.